weekend.
It is time for us to continue in our weekend vein with a focus on food and where you get it and how good it is and what your preferences are. The gentleman who is the expert in this department is my colleague, friend, co-host, Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru. And he has a lot of interesting information lined up for you today to touch on some of those things. I could be like, this is it, and now here's...
I need a drum roll.
Yes, probably you do. Michael, see if you can find a drum roll for Phil, will you please? If not,
we'll give you
a jelly roll. One or the other would be good. Yeah. That sort of reminds me. The supermarkets today try to compete on all levels. They want to convince you that they have as good a produce as you can get at your local farm. They want to convince you the donuts that they have are as good, if not better, than Dunkin' Donuts. They want to convince you that the wine selections they have are as good as you can find in the liquor store. They want to convince you that the butcher, the meat department, the butcher is there as good as the local butcher. Why would you go anywhere else? How accurate is that? Are any of those assertions?
I think for the most part it's very accurate. And also keep in mind, not only is it the same quality, but from a cost standpoint, especially you mentioned wine, you can get terrific wines in supermarkets at probably 20 to 30% less than you get from that local liquor store.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do they do that? They just like Walmart, they beat up
volume,
all the
volume, volume, volume. No, yeah. It's not beating up. But, you know, when you
Walmart
look at a liquor
does.
Store,
that's
you know, they have a certain amount of volume, they might buy six bottles. Mm-hmm. If you look at a Kroger or Safeway, they might buy six container loads.
And would you say the same is true for beer? I've noticed a lot of supermarkets now selling beer.
Yep.
Beer, wine. They wouldn't likely sell liquor, though. Is there a supermarket chain anywhere that sells?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's really regulated by the state, and it determines whether or not supermarkets, for example, in New York, you cannot sell even beer and wine in supermarkets. But in California, you know, you have supermarkets that are selling everything.
Scotch,
everything.
Yeah, exactly. They'll sell you shoes if you will stand around long enough. Yeah. All right. So here's an email from Chrissy who wants to know about eggplants. Is it a fruit? Is it a vegetable? And is it as fiber-rich as some would have us believe? Is it one of those great summer vegetables?
Yep.
Or is it a veg? I guess that's the question. She wants to know whether it's a fruit or a vegetable. I don't know either. So you don't
know. I don't know. But wait.
You know,
the beauty of
information.
Information.
It's available.
And the internet is that it's a vegetable.
It is.
Matter of fact.
Okay.
It's a vegetable.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting.
It is interesting.
It says it's a vegetable, but it's botanically classified as a berry.
Really? I never heard that before. Wow.
And contains numerous small soft seeds, which are edible but are bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Plant is native to India.
Mm-hmm.
And
we grow a lot of it now around here where I am in New England. A lot of eggplant. People seem to like. You got to wonder, why is it called eggplant? It isn't a, you know, it's not an egg. Yeah. It's more like a squash, isn't it? You don't have a garden in New York where you are. You don't have a garden in California where you are. So you have to go buy it. The same as most folks.
I'm not a big fan of eggplant, except for eggplant parmesan. So that it's all hidden.
It's a great source of potassium.
A great source of folic acid and potassium.
Magnesium,
and
niacin.
Richer in nicotine than any other edible plant.
Really? Yeah. So I'm done with it then after that.
Yep. No
okay.
More.
So what do we have in store for us today?
Well, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking to the author of a new book called Death by Supermarket, and I think this is one of those where we're going to get, you know, the gloves on and knock down and fight the fattening, dumbing down, and poisoning of America. And then when I was in New York, I had the occasion to go to a restaurant called Felipe Chow, and fabulous food, and we've asked the owner, Stratus Morphigan, to join us and tell us a little bit about what's going on at Felipe Chow and why this is one of the hottest restaurants in New York.
So all of the stars go there, is that the point? Or one
well,
of
the stars go there, but also just normal folks like us go there, and it's a terrific, really a terrific experience.
All right. So those items of interest coming up, plus some of Phil's blogs. If you're following supermarketnews.com or Supermarket Guru, you will find, plus DougStefan.com, we most every day post something that Phil has written about. For example, there are tips at Supermarket Guru on dealing with food allergies and children. Is this especially different at this time of year, Phil?
Absolutely. And in fact, what's so interesting is this whole controversy now about school kids with food allergies, whether or not they should be sitting at separate tables.
Really?
There should be EpiPens all over the school, so if anybody has an allergy, they can just like grab an EpiPen and put it in. It's gotten a bit carried away, and I guess the weirdest thing for me is when I was a kid, and probably it was the same thing with you, you know, I didn't remember any kids that had food allergies
Were
in my class.
Yeah, no. Even though it was a food allergy. This has gone crazy. This is ridiculous.
And now you have would-be moms who, you know, clean out their diet. They don't eat peanuts. They don't have milk. They don't have anything with the idea that their kids will not have food allergies. Now pops the kid, and guess what? Loaded with food allergies because they didn't eat properly.
Right.
There's this vicious circle going.
Well, we have the news media that plays into all of this fear stuff, and that's different than when we were kids. Plus the fact you've got everybody scared about everything. Everybody's full of fear. Oh, my God, my child, this nobody wants to. When people come visit me on my farm and they wander around, they wonder if they're going to get sick if they are around any manure or dirt or anything. It's appalling how naive people are, and what we've created here in just a generation or two, Phil, actually. We've created a bunch of nannies and sissies.
I think it goes even beyond that. You know, what happens is when you have a child who has a food allergy and, you know, you've created, you get overprotective, then they get scared.
Right.
And you're really setting the stage for their entire life.
Right.
Of being fearful of anything, fearful of air. So it's not getting. Remember when John Travolta did that movie? I don't know, Bubble Boy or whatever
it
was.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to have their kids in like a little bubble.
Yeah, it's becoming very challenging. There's so much teasing going on by the news media when it comes to this sort of thing. It is. Use some common sense. Think about what it was like when you were a kid. That's all. Go back to when you were a kid, or ask your mother or your grandmother. Or whoever may be around that has a different perspective based on experiences not in the current time, but back when there was a little more common sense. Because that's what most of this stuff is all about. It's all about common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, brought to you by Bumblebee Tuna. Last week when you were in here, I started talking about Bumblebee Tuna.
Tuner,
right. Every once in a while, we had a focus on laughter yoga on the Good Day program during the weekend, and put those two together, especially if you're from New England, even if you've worked hard like I have all my life to get rid of my New England accent, that'll bring it out. Bumblebee.
Wait. Who says you've gotten rid of it?
I'm hoping I have gotten rid of it.
Okay.
Every once in a while, it does, like in me talking about Bumblebee Tuna. Eat healthier, get more fish in your diet with Bumblebee. For great tasting recipes that make your lunch or dinner simple and affordable and nutritious, visit bumblebee.com. I think one of the things you found over the years is that fish is one of the great ways when you go to the market to get the food that you need and to be satisfied, isn't it, Phil?
Absolutely. Fish is terrific. And it's one of the most healthiest, most inexpensive, and easiest ways to prepare foods on the market. In fact, groups such as the USDA My Plate Program and the World Health Organization not only recommend eating fish for a variety of health benefits, including fighting heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and depression in adults and promoting brain development in babies, but also emphasizes the risk of not eating enough fish as well. A lot of us are confused about how to to incorporate more fish into our diet, but you don't have to be. Here's a great example. Just take a can of tuna like Bumblebee Sensations Lemon and Cracked Pepper Seasoned Tuna Medley, and I'm not even from New England. Peel off the foil lid and scoop it on top of fresh spinach.
Yeah.
And some sliced hard-boiled eggs, tomatoes, avocado, and voila. And because the tuna is lightly marinated, you don't even need to add dressing. What could be quicker or more nutritious? Tuna is high in omega-3s that are good for our heart, high in protein, and low in fat. And it only takes minutes to prepare and is more affordable than takeout. Bumblebee Sensation Seasoned Tuna Medleys are available in 3 delicious varieties. And an easy way to get more fish into your diet affordably without the preparation or the hassle. So for other convenient products like the Bumblebee Premium Albacore Pouch or more great-tasting recipes that make your lunch or dinner simple, affordable, and nutritious, just visit bumblebee.com.
That's bumblebee.com.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique bonus time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouth-watering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique Bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
A psychiatric advance directive is a legal document that enables people with a mental illness to make advance plans about their preferred care, preparing for a time when they may not be able to make these decisions themselves. President and CEO of Mental Health America, Dr. David Shern, explains.
We created the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advance Directive initiative to increase awareness and provide information on how consumers can put one together.
Despite the benefits of psychiatric advance directives, a survey across 5 U.S. cities revealed that fewer than 1 in 10 patients with a mental illness have one in place.
Our goal is to increase the use of psychiatric advance directives so that people with mental illness can articulate important decisions about their health care.
For more information about the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advance Directive program, which is co-sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation, visit MyPlanMyLife.com. This is Lynn Murray reporting.
Ultimate football fans, rejoice. Score a new TV at Sears. With top brands and our price match guarantee, if you find a better price, challenge the call and we'll match it. Plus, give you 10% of the difference. After further review, awesome.
This week at Sears, save $150 on a Toshiba 40-inch 1080p LCD HD TV. Only $399.99. Plus, ask how you can get 36-month special financing on a new home theater system.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store for price match policy and offer details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 10/8.
Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, with Doug Steffen. I got an email from you about a smarter shopping app in the iTunes store.
Yes.
What is the story?
So exciting. It's a free download from iTunes. Right now it's just available for either the iPhone or the iPad. And it's our app. It's smarter shopping, and it does everything like smart substitutions. If you're cooking and you're missing an ingredient, it'll tell you what you can use instead. It decodes labels for you, so when you see a label with those words you don't understand, you can look it up. It has our Food News Today videos in it as a special tip of the week video. There's tons of stuff, so everybody needs to just go out and download it. And if you don't have an iPhone or an iPad, go out and buy it just so you can get the free app. So spend like $800 so you don't have to spend 99 cents. Right,
that's the recipe for success right there.
Exactly.
And the Apple is it's smarter shopping, right? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, smarter shopping. Or you can just in the search engine put my name Phil Lempert, or put Supermarket Guru or Smarter Shopping, and it'll come up.
Come right up. Phil Lempert is the Supermarket Guru. We'll meet Nancy DeVille, a real food advocate, in just a matter of moments here to help you out on the Good Day Weekend program.
Mm-hmm. If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Lost in the supermarket. You'll need Phil's help. Phil will get you straightened out. Nobody in this country knows more about shopping, food value, food sense than Phil Lempert. Check out supermarketnews.com, supermarketguru.com. And here we go with Nancy DeVille. Here's Nancy. No, actually, Phil, why don't you help us get into Nancy's life? I want to know who this woman is.
Okay. Well, Nancy, first of all, welcome to Good Day. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
And if we take a look at what you've devoted your life to, it's really uncovering the truth about the foods that we're eating and those that are harmful to us. Am I correct?
Well, yes, but we're not really eating real food for the most part. Americans are eating factory-produced food, as you know. So, yes, my mission is really to get people's attention that we need to be eating real food.
Hooray!
Okay, before everybody gets all excited, I just want to be clear about one thing, that real food, for the most part, is also produced in factories. So let's not, I mean, there's a lot of terrific foods out there that are real foods. I mean, Doug, you're producing raw milk, and
I'm not doing a
you're doing it in the factory.
Well, I suppose I have cows that are in the factory, in a sense.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Are you being moderately facetious here, or are you being...
No, I'm being serious.
the barn's not a factory.
I'm wordsmithing. So, Nancy, take us through Death by Supermarket, you know, your latest book. If I walk into a supermarket and the first thing that I see is the produce department, what should I do?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You haven't given the whole title of the book, Death by Supermarket, The Fattening, Dumbing Down, and Poisoning of America.
Right.
Let's get to the whole... You see, Nancy, I'm a little more aggressive on this than Phil is. I think a lot of bad guys... The locavore movement is extraordinarily important and taking over, and like a lot of other things, politicians don't want to deal with it.
Well, let's define real food, just for starters.
Yep.
Real food is anything that can be picked, gathered, milked, hunted, or fished, grown or raised in a clean environment, that hasn't had any science fiction processing done to it. So I think raw milk falls under that category for sure.
Yeah.
Well, but define also science fiction processing.
Okay, so food is broken down into components. It's mixed with chemical dyes, preservatives. It's already inundated with the toxins it's been exposed to. For example, if you eat factory meat or factory dairy products, those products are going to have bovine growth hormone, fertilizer residues, GMO residues. So anything that is, like I said, picked, gathered, milk, hunted, or fished, I'd like to say if it was eaten 150 years ago, then you should eat it. If it wasn't,
let's be fair here. And again, I'm not saying yay or nay to any of these things, but 150 years ago, people died a lot sooner. People were a lot less healthy.
People were dying,
We really have to look at the stats as well. It's glamorous to say, okay, you know, if it didn't exist 150 years ago, but people on average, I think, died at age 52 or 53. Now people are dying in their 70s and 80s.
Right. I looked at that really carefully. People died 150 years ago for two reasons: violence, horseback riding, crucifixion, if you want to go way back. Being shot with guns and arrows
and also
falling
reasons.
Off horses
and health reasons too.
And they died of infectious diseases. And then we had Louis Pasteur with the germ theory of disease, which changed everything. So we have sanitation and antibiotics and refrigeration.
And pasteurization?
Yes.
Okay. So you could argue that, you know, pasteurization is science fiction, right?
Well, I mean, it goes to extremes. The pasteurization process now ruins milk. It doesn't make it better.
Right. So, I'm not in favor of people drinking pasteurized milk unless they can't get raw milk and then they can drink pasteurized organic milk.
But the government wants to take that right away from you and me, Nancy.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I know.
As they want to take away a lot of other food freedoms, and that causes, if there's going to be a revolution in this country, it's going to be because something like that starts it, because people are just fed up with so many other things. But you start telling them they can't make choices on food, it's going to be over.
Yeah. It will be for me. I'll be very upset with that.
Yeah. Well, but that's the whole thing. So, anyway, I'm throwing my own two cents worth in here because you're playing devil's advocate, Phil, and I agree with Nancy.
No, that's fine. But I just think that what we need to do with our food supply is certainly we need to clean it up. We need to get rid of, you know, all the artificial colors and artificial preservatives and a lot of the things that Nancy has talked about. But realistically, if we just go to, that list that Nancy shared with us, where you're fishing it or growing it or milking it or whatever else, for the average American, that kind of food is not available and probably not affordable.
Okay, so that's a point that we need to make and figure out how to make it more available. We'll talk about that strawberry recall in a moment, too, and how it fits in here. Half past the hour, Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru on Good Day Weekend.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, 33 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program continuing. Phil Leppard and Doug Steffen here to bring you up to speed, if you will, on the food news of the week. Interesting at Phil Leppard, supermarketguru.com. A lot of focus on safe food, safe school lunches, that sort of thing, because school has started. A lot of attention being paid to that. What should people put? Even my dog Charlotte is in on the act here.
I don't know if you know this, but one of the biggest trends that we're starting to see now, and Charlotte's going to appreciate this,
yes,
is a lot of these local butchers that have opened up shop are now making custom pet food, in particular for dogs. So you go to the butcher, and it costs about $10 a pound, and they will make Charlotte the best meal ever.
$10 a pound. I forgot whether you have any pets at home or not.
Nope.
No,
so no, not a pet guy.
Taking advantage of that sort of thing.
Too much traveling.
Yeah, that's true. You're on the road all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of traveling, let's travel over to Julie Lovelace's corner of the world. Would you help us understand how we can get Julie into our lives and help ourselves understand her focus on food safety, Phil?
Well, one of the most important things, and we've talked about this and we continue to talk about it here on the program, is the responsibility that we all have when it comes to proper food safety. So we've asked Julie to join us. She's the Director of Operations of Keeping It Clean, and really take us through what we need to know, especially now that it's the end of the summer, time to clean out that refrigerator, time to get ready for back to school. So, Julie, welcome to Good Day.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much.
So what's the number one concern that you have when it comes to keeping it clean?
I think that the biggest thing is that consumers, people like you and me and my family and your family, we don't realize that our daily habits are making us sick. simple things like our cell phones are incredibly dirty, and we're so focused on using our cell phones every day, and we never wash our hands.
You know, to be honest with you, I am a I live with my smartphone. I'm not on the phone that much as I'm texting and doing emails and so on, but never really thought about how dirty probably my smartphone is.
Well, they say that the average cell phone is 18 times dirtier than a restroom toilet handle. And that you would be better served putting the bottom of your shoe up to your face than your phone.
Well, that's a nice visual.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So good morning.
It's not even Get Smart in rear.
That's right. And it, kids these days, I'm starting to sound like my mother, never wash their hands. I know my kids rarely wash their hands, and they're constantly on their phone playing video games, and just the constant traveling of the germs and the contaminating of the food, it's making all of us sick.
So let's talk about some of the things that we should be doing. Obviously, now we know we should be cleaning our cell phone. What are some other basics that we are ignoring that we shouldn't be?
Oh, we need to pay attention to things like when we go to the grocery store, that when we pack our groceries in our hot trunk, that we are going straight home and we're not stopping at Target or the bank or going to the school to pick up the kids. We need to get our food into the refrigerator within a proper amount of time to keep the food at a safe temperature.
Okay, so when we leave the store, make sure it's not in that trunk, unless you've got a, you know, air-conditioned trunk, which I don't think anybody has. What about when we're going up and down the aisles of the store itself?
Oh, absolutely. That is such a key point. Keeping the food separate in your cart, almost making a plan before you go into the store, keeping your produce separate from the meat, separate from the chemicals, and so on. And then when the groceries are being packed up, they should be packed separately as well.
One of the things that Doug and I are very concerned about, we talk a lot about, has to do with the amount of recalls that are out there, the amount of headlines that we hear. We talked earlier in the program about the salmon recall. What about our food system, if you would, has you concerned?
I think that as consumers, we always assume that when we go to a grocery store or when we go to a restaurant that everything that we are getting is safe. And I think that the biggest breakdown in the system truly is our part in it, that we make all of these assumptions and we don't follow through on our end to make sure that everything we have is safe.
So in terms of understanding the system, what I'm hearing from you, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the ultimate consumer, you, are responsible for the ultimate safety, quality, goodness of your food. Not only your choices, but how you treat it. And I say that because Phil and I continuously talk about the government and the government regulations and food safety and all of this stuff that becomes nonsensical because it really doesn't make any difference. Nothing makes any difference other than you and your ability to understand what it is that you are buying, what you're consuming, how you are protecting your family is dependent on how you treat the foods that you buy.
Absolutely. We found a staggering statistic that said 80% of the 76 million cases of food poisoning last year were believed to be caused at home and not in a restaurant.
Would you repeat that, please?
80% of the 76 million cases of food poisoning were believed to be caused at home and not at a restaurant. So that's over 60 million people who get sick due to their own carelessness.
Right. We should send the government into all those homes, Phil, right away. Get a list of all those homes where those people get sick, and let's get a government investigator to find out what the problem is.
Well, then we'd need, you know, about a $1 billion budget, and training these people isn't going to happen, and we just have yet another boondoggle.
No. You think the public can learn how to be responsible for its own food?
Well, I think we have to. I don't think we have a choice. And I think what Julie is bringing up is that we have this responsibility that we can't just point fingers. And, you know, when we get food from a supermarket, when we cook it at home, when we store it at home, we've got to pay attention.
It's your responsibility to safeguard yourself and your family's food.
Yes.
Simple.
Yep.
Couldn't agree more.
All right. Well, that takes care of that then. What is keepingitclean.com? Or it's keeping clean, not keeping. Yeah, it is keepingitclean.com.
It's keeping it clean. Clean is spelled K-L-E-E-N. It's a website filled with lots of free information for consumers. We have a very fun interactive home health inspection challenge, which I would encourage everyone to take. It's a 15-question quiz, and it challenges you to find out how much you know or don't know about your kitchen.
What's your guess? What do you think most people know about their kitchens? Where the foodborne illnesses may be? Is it possible, Phil, we always talk about Listeria and E. coli. Those can exist in your own home as well as they can exist in a processing plant or a food facility, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, they're just simple basics that I think the average person ignores. You know, if you look at your refrigerator, the back end of the handle of your refrigerator that nobody typically ever cleans is a bacteria breeding ground. So you open up the door, you're touching that area, you're touching the food. There's just so much that we ignore and that we take for granted.
You know, I recently had a conversation with someone, and they brought up the point that our mothers, generations ago, mothers owned the kitchen. And because now everyone is so busy, no one in the home truly owns the kitchen and has taken ownership of it.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah,
yep.
Everybody's in, take responsibility for yourself. So you're going to teach these things to your children. It would be nice if we, in all of this hoopla to spend money or save money or whatever it is we're doing, we can get some health education courses back in the public schools so this sort of thing could be taught, because this is a basic science course. Basic science is about understanding your food, how to protect it. I mean, this is what we're talking about here. Understand what these various bacteria are and how to keep your family and yourself healthy and free of these. That's a good lesson to be taught in a health ed course, but because most health ed courses also teach you about, well, they don't exist because of the moronic, the certain segment of the public who doesn't want anybody to know anything about their sexuality, because, as we all know, whenever you learn anything about your sexuality, you're going to be doing it, and that's all they care about. So all of these things that are ancillary to it, including food safety and health, are washed away with these other things that are part of the health ed curriculum. Pretty nonsensical. Pretty counterintuitive as well. So that's my political statement for the day.
And with that...
Yes, Julie, thank you for being here. Keeping it clean, KLEEN.com. Check out that website. Very nice to have you here. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, and now go wash your hands.
Yes, absolutely. 800-510-8255. You know, we were talking about tuna, and I found out something this week. I don't know if you saw this or not. Did you know that tuna that's caught, for example, on the east coast of our country, gets shipped to Japan to be processed and then shipped back to our country to be sold to those who consume it?
And that's amazing to me, because when you look at whether it's tuna or beef, you know, we raise beef in this country, ship it to Mexico to be grown, and then ship it to Canada to be slaughtered.
Yeah.
It's all about the money. And as you're transporting this food, that increases the risk for food safety problems tenfold. And, you know, it's a shame that we just keep on demanding lower food prices. And as a result of that, they do things like you're describing.
The apple that's picked in England gets shipped to South Africa to be cleaned and waxed and then shipped back to the UK to be sold to consumers. These things not only happening here, but all around the world.
Oh, yeah.
You got to wonder how crazy this is. And again, what happens in the root, in process? People more and more are learning about this, Phil, and that's why the locavore movement. Let's go find some apples from the local orchard. Let's go find, you know, there's got to be local processors of things like tuna right? Is that something that
No, because, you know, tuna is really, especially canned tuna or tuna in a pouch, is very much a commodity-driven business. So there, no. But, you know, to your point, apples, you know, most apples that we're buying in the supermarket actually are kept in cold storage for about a year.
Right.
So we consume them.
Right. There's only a certain from now until kind of late October before, right, sort of around the frosting time, about a two-month period, a window of 2 months or so, that apples, at least in the Northeast, I don't know about Washington State, I think out in the Northwest, you know, the growing season is the same, but they don't have to worry about frost out there. But all these things take into consideration. That's what this lady Julie and what Phil is talking about all the time. Know what your options are. If you're very busy, I've got to run here and run there. Think about this for a second. What's more important than the safety and health of your family? If you're so damn busy because you got to go play a game of golf or a game of bridge or something like that, it's about you versus what's good for your entire family. Maybe that is a sobering thought, and you'll give a little more thought to looking at labels. You can spend hours. The other day, I know you do the shopping, a lot of it for your house. I do it for me because I'm by myself. I went to the store and spent 3 hours. It happened to be a rainy, horrible day, and I'm looking at labels and understanding what stuff is all about and deciding not to buy this or that based on what's in it, where it comes from, and what it costs.
Yep.
Am I the typical consumer?
Yes, more than ever before. Not about the 3 hours, because we typically spend about 22 minutes on every shopping trip.
Yep. You're kidding. Wow.
You know, the average person goes shopping 2.2 times a week for food and spends 22 minutes on each trip. But more reading labels than ever before, and that's what we need to do.
Yeah. Well, it's just about you, your family, their health and well-being.
Yep. Also, knowing what you're getting, you know, you bring up the apples. Again, if you're going to get apples this fall that are local, they're going to be juicy, they're going to be full of
crisp
antioxidants,
they're going to
be great nutrition. If you're getting an apple that was in cold storage for a year, it's
how much left?
Like biting into styrofoam.
You know, the other thing about local sources of food, produce, for example, whether it's lettuce or carrots or whether it's corn or cucumbers, you name it, for the most part, all of that stuff has a life, and the life is about 24 hours of its real, pure, natural best. It has the makings of really a good component for building your body for about 24 hours, and then it starts to lose its literal its juices.
Yep. Well, it's a living and breathing fruit or vegetable or plant or human being. It's everything. So once you take it off the vine or off the tree or out of the ground, you know, it stops living. It stops growing, if you would.
Food for thought, if you will, from the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert is here. It's 12 before the hour.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique bonus time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouthwatering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold pre-retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, so Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, and I are going to bring to you some of the food headlines of the week coming up in just a moment here.
With economic news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special self-reliance report. Studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in the headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others to help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down under pressure. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. That's why I'm excited to announce we've published a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com. Take swift and decisive action by getting your copy today at readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Alex Appel is an Alzheimer's hero.
As a hospital volunteer, my grandmother dedicated her life to caring for people. Alzheimer's took away her ability to care for others, and then eventually herself. So I ran 4 50-mile ultramarathons and raised $55,000 to fight Alzheimer's. I run in honor of my grandmother and the other families living with this terrible disease.
Alzheimer's is a 6th leading cause of death in the United States, and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting alz.org/WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
Bill Lempert, the supermarket guru. Please check out supermarketnews.com, supermarketguru.com. Phil is everywhere, and he here on the weekend co-hosts this program that is a focus on your food, the safety of your food, and to rehash, underscoring that you are responsible to safeguard your food supply. That is a thread that runs through. No matter, we find out every week, Phil, from various people who are experts in this area, that area of food and consumption, and you get right down to the brass tacks and how the government gets so involved in these things, how we've let it get to this point. where it is beyond lunacy and stupidity. Nobody's thinking. You talk about muscles atrophying. Nobody thinks about anything. They rely on the government, and the government screws up everything. I saw something that I thought you'd appreciate. Somebody sent me a... hold on just a second. I'm going to read it to you because it's so appropriate. Here it is. If you put the federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert, in 5 years there'd be a shortage of sand. Oh, my God. I thought that was priceless. Sorry.
You know, if you take a look at what's going on and the amount of money that it takes to run this country, there's just so much waste in the system. Even if you look at what's happened with the hurricane, you know, you've got some real disasters that have taken place in North Carolina, in particular on the farmland. It will take years for these people to be able to get the money that's required to go back to growing their food.
Yep. And the FEMA people are getting themselves involved in everything instead of just the real serious disasters. It's crazy.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the headlines section. At DougStephan.com, we always are featuring you and the items that you blog about. One of them this week I thought was pretty interesting. I think we're coming up on some of the Jewish holidays.
Yep.
So you have focused on kosher foods. I don't know if I told you, I had the dairy store inspected, the system here, inspected to be certified as kosher acceptable. I forget what the terminology is. And it was. And then I thought to myself, what is this really all about?
Well, it's about sanitation. It's about food safety. When you really look at the kosher laws that, you know, are thousands of years old,
right.
It was really designed to keep people from dying from food safety issues, which is why people weren't allowed to have pork, for example, because those days, you know, pigs were very filthy animals.
Really? I never really knew that. Wow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And also, that's why you're not allowed to have milk and meat at the same meal, because, you know, those two things created indigestion for people and so on. So what you have is you have very practical, intelligent, simple regulations, if you would, on how to eat from a food safety standpoint the best way possible. Now, what we're starting to see is not only kosher, but also what's called halal, which is basically about the, you know, treatment, the humane treatment of animals. And we're starting to see both kosher and halal growing much faster than organic because people are really starting to understand that just having organic, quote unquote, doesn't mean that it's going to be healthier or it's safer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're going to reduce the risk of pesticides. You're going to not have products with growth hormones. But people want a lot more than that these days.
Yeah, so that's very instructive, keeping it kosher, if you will. It's not just for Jewish consumers. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Check out philsfoodsense.org as well. Back next week at the same time with more information. Making your food world safer and smarter is what Phil Lempert is all about. 59 past the hour on Good Day Week. Introducing